Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, it's Band of Brothers week. Max, our esteemed engineer, bringing you the music this week, courtesy of Bob and Luigi's. And we have NXS here, Listen Like Thieves. Not really a fan of NXS, Max, you? A little bit. Andrew John and Tim Ferriss are the brothers in NXS. So there you go. Let's go back to the I Got It at Tad's locker room hotline, where we have Thunder general manager Joel T. Lamerno. Joel, what's happening?
Oh, not much, guys. Just getting ready for a fun midweek December game against Kansas City tonight here at the arena.
There you go. The Mavericks in town to play the Thunder. What are they serving tonight in the press box? That's what's important.
It is a loaded baked potato.
Ooh. They're changing things up on us.
I already had one.
All right, so Thunder off to an okay start, playing right at 500, 11-11-3. What have your impressions been of this team early on in the season? Well, sort of early.
Well, you know, we do have a really solid team here. There's a lot of positives on the team right now. Obviously, we just finished off a nice three-game sweep and a five-game win streak at home. Didn't fare as well on the road. Lost a few close games, one in a shootout, and one with a minute and a half to go, which is unfortunate because we missed out on a great chance to get a point or two in that game and put us even closer to the mix. But you know, from a positive standpoint, our special teams have been phenomenal. We do lead the league on the power play now, and our penalty kill is certainly top 10. Not sure exactly where, but I think we're closer to the top 7 and 8 right now. So we've got some real positives going on. Our goaltender, Dylan Wells, who was playing really well and won 4 in a row, got called up last week and threw a shutout in his first game in the AHL for Bakersfield. So Stuart Skinner, another Edmonton product, is here, and he hits on his shoulders now to get us back on the winning track.
Well, speaking of that, Joel, and getting guys called up and stuff, how with the transactions this year, has there been much movement? Is it been a problem? You know how it goes as well as I do. You know, losing guys that you're not wish you didn't. How's that been so far this year for you with guys getting called up?
You know, compared to the last 2 years, it's been great. 2 years ago, obviously, we lost Rumble and Krushelnitsky and Rodewald in November and didn't get any of them back. Last year, we lost O'Brien and Platzer, our two top scorers, and only got O'Brien or Platzer back for a week later in the season. This year, it's been sporadic. McFarland's up right now. Wilson, one of our really good defensemen's up right now, and then Wells is up right now. But we haven't had a ton of call-ups to our top players like in the past couple of years. And I think we have 7 NHL, AHL guys on our roster right now, and they're playing very well. So it's been good. It's been a good relationship with Edmonton. I think everyone's happy from top to bottom with the affiliation.
Talking with Joel T. Lamerno, the general manager of the Wichita Thunder. I'm just looking at stats here. Ralph Kudemi, 8 power play goals. He's got only 13. Well, only that's a pretty hefty number of goals of 13 so far in the season. How do you have eight power play goals? You mentioned the power play unit. What has been his role in it? It's obviously very vital.
Yeah, well, I can't talk about it in case the Kansas City Mavericks are listening right now.
they certainly are.
He's been playing really well, and he works the to the right of the goaltender area and looks for that opening pass for a quick one-timer, and that's how he scored the majority of those goals. He's got a pretty big streak going right now, 4, 5, 6 goals in his last 5 or 6 games. We've got a streak of power play goals going on several games. We've been moving the puck real well. Keone Teixeira, rookie of ours, defenseman, I think he has 19 assists. A lot of power play assists, leads all rookies in assists. So we've got certainly some good guys. And Steven Yakubelis, who's played sparingly last year due to a broken ankle, I think only played 15 games, has been tremendous this year, and he's our leading scorer. So we really do have a lot of offense. We've got good defense. We've got good goaltending. We're just have had a few bad third periods over the last 3-4 weeks that have missed out on some golden chances to pick up a point or two. Obviously, we're right there in the thick of things. Only 3 points out of a playoff spot, and realistically only 4 or 5 points out of second or third place. So long season, plenty of time to go. And if the penalty killing and the power play continue to roll, it's a huge, huge boost for us because we have been clicking on almost all cylinders lately.
Well, Kansas City, you got Kansas City tonight, correct?
Correct.
And then, you know, they started off, I think it was the 11-2 or something like that early on. They've been struggling. So obviously catching them at a good time. But after tonight, you got 8 of your next 10 on the road.
Correct.
Obviously, that's a big stretch, Joel. I mean, we know from years past and that sort of thing, even though it's kind of the middle of the season, but you're going to be almost at 40 games after that with only the last third of the season left. And I know you're only 7 points out of first, for crying out loud, so it's tight division, but it's got to be an important stretch here for you guys.
Well, yeah, we've got to take advantage of situations we're in. For example, the Kansas City Mavericks went on the road last week to Idaho and got swept. They've lost 3 in a row, and they've come back to earth. After that, we go to Rapid City, who came in here last weekend, and we swept them 3 straight. We've got Tulsa next week for 1, and they've lost 8 in a row. Talk about another team like Kansas City. Those two teams were up at the top for the first month and a half of the season, and now they've gone cold. Obviously, the Allen Americans are really struggling. They've lost 7 in a row. It's a very streaky division. It seems like the hottest team is the team that's going to make the push right now, and certainly it's our job to get back on the winning side of things. So, you know, winnable games coming up, and then 3 in Utah, which is the first-place team. So they came in here in November and beat us 3 in a row, so we certainly have to go up there and return the favor.
Joel Lamorneau, our guest, general manager of the Wichita Thunder. You've been in this league now for several seasons, the ECHL, but you're still obviously playing the holdovers from the CHL a bunch. Kansas City used to be Missouri, Allen, Rapid City, Tulsa. Has the new league spawned any burgeoning rivalries? You play Utah a bunch, but they're not exactly geographical. So is a team that that is new relatively that you guys kind of get up to play a little bit more than others?
You know, it really isn't because, you know, we play all the teams in our division 85% of our schedule, and that's the way it is in most of the league. We have a huge rivalry with Allen, obviously, very heated, continues this season, so that's one that's always going to be there. You know, Kansas City and Tulsa for sure. But no, we really don't have that big other rival outside of our division because we really don't play the teams outside of our division that often. So, you know, we've just got to make a rivalry with some of these teams and do that by winning games. You know, from a physical standpoint, I'm not afraid to say we are the toughest team in the league. Just when we play a physical game, we can run teams out of the building, and that's what we've done on a lot of our wins. So especially against Kansas City, there's a few games that we've really played physical and dominated the game, and I hope that's going to be the case again tonight.
How do you I guess just going back, and I'm just thinking of the coaches now, obviously Malcolm Cameron, you've had there for this is his third year. How's he different from years of past, Joel? I mean, Wichita has always been that tough team, that rivalry team that people come in here, hated coming in here. How's his coaching style different from years past?
Well, you know, coaching style, I would say just he's very, very, very prepared. I mean, I'd have to go back to the Derek Laxall days. I mean, a coach that was lived and breathed hockey and preparation and video and practices and, you know, night and day. And Derek Laxall was that type of guy. And he's obviously had tremendous success and I mean, Malcolm just, he's always at the building. He's at the office all day, all night, cutting film, you know, having meetings with the guys, running longer practices than usual. I just say he's just a very, very prepared coach. You know, obviously you hope that the preparation trickles down to the players and they perform, but very prepared. He did make a point this year to make sure that we had some players in the physical department, which I know our fans here like, and guys like Tyson Stevenson and PC Labrie, and a new guy, we got Stephon Fournier, who's hurt right now. Again, three of the more physical and toughest guys in the league. So, we certainly have some fan favorites here in those three guys. And, you know, then the relationships that he has have been great. You know, just the contacts he has with the AHL and the NHL teams, it's been great in getting us players here, affiliation, which we didn't have up until he got here. And then, you know, a lot of guys on our team get to go to AHL training camps before the season starts, so it helps with recruiting. So, you know, he's just a very well-prepared and has a lot of contacts, and that goes a long way in this league.
Joel Lamerno, our guest from the Thunder. I know you got to go, Joel, but just want to ask you, how's your daughter, your young daughter, Cincy? And I imagine you've had to start having the conversation that her namesake, the Bengals, are becoming the Bengals again right before your very eyes.
Well, a couple things. She's pretty good now at a little about three and almost 3.5 years old at checking out the scores when I'm not home. And she can pick out about half the team logos on the CHL site. And she's become a fan of the Cincinnati Cyclones because of her name. She loves the Bengals. I don't have to force it on her. She knows she loves the Bengals. And whenever she sees someone wearing a Pittsburgh shirt, she always says, "Yucky Pittsburgh." So that's tremendous. I've trained her very well. But now when we used to talk on Sundays about the Bengals winning, I always tell her before the game, I say, "Cincy, I don't think the Bengals are going to win today because," and she says, "they stink." And I said, "That's right." So
they need to get rid of their coach, Joel?
Absolutely should have happened 5 years ago. Certainly should have happened last year. You know, double-edged sword. If he's gone, great. But if you're bringing in Hugh Jackson, I mean, what are you really changing? So
please don't.
Good Lord. We got two games to finish off, and I'm sure whatever happens will be done quickly. So I am hopeful. We do need to move on from some of the coaches and some of the guys we have here and get better, man, because our division's tough. Even those Browns are playing better.
Yeah.
That's pretty. No offense, but that's pretty embarrassing.
Watch out. Watch out. I called it.
You, buddy.
You still got your Cubs, though. Everything's fine.
Yeah, per se.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time as always. Good to talk to you. Good luck this evening.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. See you later.
See you, kids.
There goes Joel T. Lamerno, your friend and mine.
Joel T. Been around for a while, I'll tell you what.
Long time.
He was there before I got there.
He is a icon in Wichita sports, isn't he? Certainly. All right, let's take our, not our last break, but a break that leads to our final full segment. We'll have that for you when we come back. Maybe we'll put Jason Duda in the hot seat for something. For
why?
What? I don't know.
Why? Why do you do that?
I'm not saying we are, but maybe. Stay with us. Final full segment of The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.